All right, Dr. Randy Carlson here from the Intentional Living Center, live today as we focus on money. How much money is enough? How much is enough? 25 people on the planet, 25 human beings today control what's equivalent to what the bottom 3 billion plus people have. In other words, 25 people have 49% of all the wealth. I don't want to talk about redistribution here. That's not the point. What I want to focus on is when's enough to learn to give. Let's talk about it. I hear your story. Anybody living on 50% of what you make? Let's talk about money from Intentional Living.
From the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are open, so call now. 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. 1717. Now, to help you be intentional with your money, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. Appreciate it. Welcome to the center here, Intentional Living Center, talking money today. I mentioned the story about 25 wealthiest human beings worth what the bottom 49% of humanity is. You think about, remember the statement that was made, some of you may remember, John D. Rockefeller, back in the early 20th century, was asked the question, how much was enough? How much would be enough? And he answered, just a little bit more. At the time, it was reported that about 2% of the gross domestic product or gross national product of the United States was equivalent to what he made. And so here's a guy who's worth 2% of the whole country. And he said, just a little bit more, a little bit more. Now, we're not talking redistribution. That's certainly a hot topic today. But it is a reminder that God has called us to giving, not to hoarding, to sharing, not keeping, to helping others and not just helping ourselves. And we were just having a discussion as a staff here in the studio before we got started. Probably all of us, no matter how much we make and no matter how much we've made over the years, would, if we're being honest, say, well, I just need a little bit more, just a little bit more. You know, I think when Don and I married, we, you know, had nothing. We lived, drove an old car and lived in a mobile home. But started a discipline even then to save a little bit, give, save, give, save. And that's why over the years we've taught 10-10-80 as a basic bottom line kind of a starting point for all of us. I was just mentioning that if you were to just think about saving. If you started saving just a few dollars, if you started giving just a few dollars, how over a lifetime that multiplies into huge giving, a huge preparation for the future. So I'd like to ask the question. Here's the question. How have you handled this? How have you handled this decision in your own family? Do we have anybody listening? You've decided to live on 60, 70, 80%, give away the rest. How have you done it? How have you done it? Do you have to make a lot to do that? 888-888-1717. Getting intentional about money is our topic today.
Hi, Dr. Randy. My name is Tanya. My husband and I are living intentionally by sticking to God's design for money. We are learning to live that it is not our money, but it is His. We recently sold a vehicle, and with that money, we are tithing off of it, and we are hitting our financial goals this month of living the 10-10-80 plan, and we are working every day intentionally to raise our children, to worship the Lord, and we are just so thankful for your program. Your radio station is a guidance to us every day, and we are just so thankful that you're on the radio.
All right, here we go. We're going to calls. Thank you, by the way, for your stories. Appreciate them a whole lot. Let's start with Brittany in Kansas. In Kansas today. Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
Talking money. Money, money, money. What comes to mind on this thing of how much enough?
Well, we are business owners. Like, we own an at-home business. Uh-huh. And being a part of the 30-day challenge for your radio station and like, making a point to listen to the radio station every day is what got us started thinking about giving more. Hmm. Our company is faith-based, and we make it a point to give to people. So every month out of a commission check, we donate automatically $5 from each check, no matter what the amount is. And our goal, we started praying over our business, and just, like, my fiancé and I, we just wanted God's help with our business because us controlling it got us nowhere.
Now, wait a minute. I want to back up. What kind of business do you have? What do you do?
I work for It Works Global. I'm an independent distributor. It's a health and wellness business.
Huh.
We are just out to help people get healthier and manage their money better and live better with their finances.
And so what is this $5 out of every check? What does that mean?
Well, our company has a give back program. So we, as distributors, have the option out of each paycheck to give one, three, or five is the amounts that lets us choose on our website.
Hmm.
So we've chose $5, which is the highest for that selection, to go out of every paycheck, no matter what. And then we just continue to pray over our business every day, every night. Every morning when I get up, the first thing I do is pray and ask God to give us an awesome day and lead me to the people that need this business.
And you and your husband working this together?
Yeah, he's a distributor also, so we're a team.
And you're in agreement then, so and how to handle money and how to and all that?
Yes, and that's a big help. Like, you have to be in agreement or it doesn't work. Mm. You just have to give all your faith to God on your finances because it's not your money. It's his. And it's our job to go out and help people, not necessarily just be in anything to help ourselves. And once we realized that our business started growing, my faith started growing, we're now in church every Sunday, we're just becoming better. And I think a lot
That's
of
good.
Every bit of that had to do with giving faith to God, no matter whether it's your finances or anything else.
You know, we have a lot of stations listening or taking the program Intentional Living Beyond Family Life Radio and this 30-day challenge, asking people to listen to Christian radio for 30 days. And you've been doing that. And how has that made a difference?
Oh, it's made the biggest difference. Like, I called myself a Christian before, and my fiance did as well, but there's something different about us and our family and us as a couple now than when before. Like, now I pay so much attention to the songs on the radio, and half the time I'm crying during most of them because I feel different when I hear them now. Like, I feel like there's a message in there for me, and it's helped us through many situations on top of our finances. I never imagined that 30 days passed 30 days ago that our life would be that much different than it is, all because we decided to take that challenge and just let God and everything that he's working through the radio station be a part of our lives.
Fantastic. Well, Brittany, thank you for listening. And make the 30-day challenge a lifetime challenge, because you see now that what we fill our minds with, what we fill our hearts with, that's a reality. That's who we become. We become like the people we hang around with and the community we're a part of, and you're part of a community here as you listen to the radio, because we love God and we love God together and we grow together and we need each other. And so we're glad you're listening.
Yes, and we thank you guys for having this station and just letting it be a part of our lives, because it's a huge help.
Glad to do it, and much success to you and your husband and your business.
I'm Parkey Thompson with your Intentional Financial Minute. Giving, it's something that we all struggle with. All of us should be giving, but we find it difficult because of the financial situation we've allowed ourselves to get into. You want your children to grow and know the joys of being able to give to others. Where does that start? In your home. You can intentionally teach your child to give by being an intentional giver. Even at the youngest age, allow your child to experience the joy of giving by getting him or her involved in giving. Often giving can be something from the heart. A handmade craft, a card, a listening ear, their time, and, yes, their money. Find ways and areas for them to give in all these areas and teach them to set aside part of their commissions just for giving. Share with your child the times that you've been given to and compare the blessings of receiving and giving. By involving your child in giving, you will intentionally bring them into an area that will bless them for years. For Intentional Living, I'm Parkey Thompson.
Thank you, Parkey. Don't you love that name, Parkey? Parkey Thompson. And some good advice today. We're getting our minds wrapped around this thing of money. And when's enough enough? We all shake our heads in complete dismay when we look at our government. I mean, all of us. I don't care who you vote for or what party you're part of. We look at it and we think, how in the world can we be so far in debt? And how in the world can we continue to spend what we don't have, and so on and so on. It's a mindset. And then we look at our own selves as human beings, as people, and it's easy to it just the way we live, and it can overtake us. Not developing an attitude of knowing the purpose of money, and then having an attitude of generosity of giving, knowing it's a stewardship responsibility. That's the word we use in our Christian community, stewardship. It's something that comes through our hands that we use as a steward to fulfill what God's given us to do in our lives for him. And it's an attitude. It really is. Let's hear what Connie weighs in on this in Michigan. Hi, Connie.
Well, hello. Very nice to speak with you.
Appreciate your call. What do you think? When's enough enough?
Well, it's a very hard question to answer. My husband and I are both working people, and he works in an office. I work at a hospital pharmacy. I didn't used to do that, and we try to meet the inflation, and pardon me, I don't know what the percentage of inflation is, but it's like every year you just try to hope to meet that. And if there's a percentage over that, you know, if you're doing better than that, I think you could give that and tithe it. I used to give a lot more about 15 years ago or so. When I had my other job, I made a couple dollars less than I make now. And we've made ends meet. I'm lucky enough to work part-time and then take care of the home and everything. But at that time, I felt really good about myself, and, you know, I felt good about other people because I gave more away to different places that I really felt they needed it.
And you don't feel so good about yourself now?
No, and I'm newly returning to F. This is just the first day I returned to the station. I couldn't get it in very well, but I was straining to hear, so I called you. But I used to listen a lot more, and I felt better. And the reason now is there's other bills. It's the insurance is changing for health and our age, and it's overwhelming. But also, when I get calls at my home, I don't know who's calling me and wanting my money, you know, and to give. And it's kind of frustrating because you worry about who you're giving your money to. You can't walk into a door as much anymore and say, here's my money, and use cash or whatever. It's all electronic, and you're, it's just, I guess I'm old-fashioned.
Well, Connie, I think you raise a good point. Today, when we talk about generosity, there are many needs. The world's needs are greater than it's overwhelming. I mean, you turn on TV, and you see a picture, and you see a story. You see a report, and you can't do everything. But I always tell people, you know, when Jesus was here, even he, when he left, when he went back, ascended into heaven, he'd not finished everything. Now, he finished what he came to do, gave his life for us, but he assigned others to pick up the task, didn't he? You go into all the world and preach the gospel. And I say that to say this. I think we got to follow the principles. Everything belongs to God in the first place. And we got to learn to be disciplined to say it's a matter of not how much we give, but how much we keep. And if people today, if you're living on 100% of what you make, what would you do if you just said, hey, you know, I'm going to take 2%, start saving a little bit. I'm going to start with 2% to start giving back to God's work to make a difference, to reach people for Christ. And then be disciplined in who you would choose to give to. I think that's really important to know. You've got to know. How is money being used? Is it being used in a way that will honor Christ? You know, one of the ways that ministries subscribe to organizations like the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability, ECFA, and they subscribe to certain standards of integrity and ethics and how they operate. And, you know, to look at ways how ministries or even how in your own church, how the funds are being used to make an impact in the world. These are things that we need to consider and look at when we think about being intentional. Welcome back. Welcome back to listening, Connie. I'm glad you're getting a signal that's stronger today. And I love what you said. It makes you feel better. I think that's a good thing to say, isn't it? You think about your Christian radio, Family Life Radio. You think about your station, Northwestern, whatever station it is you're listening to. Make you feel better in Christ? I hope so. What a great mission.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. I was wondering if you've joined the Intentional One Thing Challenge. Debbie did, and she's going to pray more and say less to her adult kids. Carlos is going to start exercising 3 days a week. Phyllis is going to do the same thing, and Lisa is going to continuously ask herself what the next right one thing is that will please God. So what's your one thing? Join the Intentional One Thing Challenge today. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. So when is enough enough, especially when it comes to money? Well, there's more coming up. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Is it wrong to be wealthy?
From the Intentional Living Center, this is the Intentional Living Minute. Here's Parkey Thompson, our intentional financial coach.
To many people today, it is. Building and having wealth is something that is looked down upon. I'm not sure why. There's nothing wrong with having wealth. In fact, the Bible shares many stories of people who were blessed by God and very wealthy. Folks like Job, Abraham, David, Solomon, and more. If wealth is wrong, how did God use those men like he did? The real issue is how we use the wealth that God blesses us with. Jesus said it is the love of money that's the root of all evil. When you are blessed, be intentional with those blessings and see how God may bless you with even more to be intentional with. For Intentional Living, I'm Parkey Thompson.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Has anyone ever challenged the realness of your faith? Challenged you about the Bible or America's Christian roots? Well, Intentional Living Center has planned the perfect vacation for you and your family this October. The Intentional Living Washington, D.C. tour will take you on historian-guided tours, giving you the true story behind Washington's most iconic sites. And your faith will be affirmed and strengthened as you visit the brand new 430,000 square foot Bible Museum. You'll also join Dr. Randy Carlson and other listeners to pray for our nation and its leaders. October will be here before you know it, so register now at theintentionallife.com/Washington. That's theintentionallife.com/Washington.
Having instant access to important information is something we've come to expect as part of life in this day and age. And now, you can have instant access to a plan for success in every area of your life with the mobile app from the Intentional Living Center. Search by topic for audio and video clips from Dr. Randy Carlson on things like marriage, finance, parenting, and more.
I will show you how to create a clear picture for your future.
You can interact with the Intentional Living blog and even listen to the daily program at a time that works for you. Download it today for instant access to things that matter from the Intentional Living Center.
Hi, this is Dr. Randy Carlson. Family Life Radio is committed to helping you experience God's intentional love for your life, for your marriage, and your family. But you may not be aware that beyond radio, our Intentional Living Center presents conferences for couples, parents, and businesses across our network. Maybe you've been one of the over 40,000 people that have attended one of these conferences. As a friend, I'm asking you to join us in prayer for two upcoming conferences scheduled for our Albuquerque and Phoenix area listeners on April 7th and 21st. I believe these may well be the most practical, doable, and transformational marriage and parenting conferences we've ever presented. Just a thought, it may be that you'd like to travel and come join us as well. We'd love to meet you. Information about the April 7th and April 21st Hope for Your Home conferences with Dr. Kevin Lehman and myself is available at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy?
All right. Thank you. Appreciate that, Kurt. My mind's been kind of really all over the place, running and racing on this thought of money and when's enough enough, and looking at Scripture and understanding more blessed to give than to receive. We know that tithing is taught, and what does that mean? We live in a Western mindset today, capitalistic mindset in the United States. As followers of Christ, how do we take all of that and understand that in terms of God's design and intention? I think it's clear without reserve to share that the Bible teaches that everything belongs to Him, not to us, that whatever we do unto Him, not for ourselves. And the question should never be how much do we give, it's how much do we keep. Really, that's what we're asking, because ultimately it's His. And then to develop with young people, especially the spiritual discipline of giving, generosity. Those who do it easily into adulthood, usually learned in childhood, to begin the attitude of generosity. Today, how much is enough is really the question we're asking ourselves.
My intentional life takes the form of just giving back from all the blessing I have, whether that means, you know, being blessed with three kids and the work I do around our house and at school. I've just given it back to God. It's not about doing it to bring glory to myself. I'm just trying to give back a little portion of all the blessings I've had. So I just wanted to share my appreciation for the words that you've given over the years about making an intentional choice. And I just love being a Christian. It means more to me than anything. And from that, all other blessings flow. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. You know, I think a program like today makes me think of if you feel insecure and security comes with the stuff you have, pretty soon the question is, when is enough of stuff going to give you security, and where does that come from? Okay, Casey's in Georgia. Casey, welcome to the program today.
Hey, thanks. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good.
It says here you're a college student.
Yes, I am a fourth-year senior, and I have put myself all the way through school without parental support, just working 1 to 2 jobs at a time while a full-time student.
Good for you. What are you going to graduate with? What's your major?
Undergrad is psychology, and then I've got to take a little time to save some money, and then I got to go to grad school for clinical social work.
Good for you. You want to help people.
Abused children in particular, yeah. I've done a lot of volunteering and trying to invest in youth populations.
Good for you. What? How were you raised to be this type of, you know, confident, let's go out there, let me do this, you know, I don't need others' helps? I mean, what? How did you get to be like who you are today?
Honestly, you'd probably be a little surprised by my answer. I grew up in an abusive home. I had two sets of parents, each in their own way, who were very abusive and neglectful. And I kind of went through a crisis, but I clung to faith for a long time. And when I got to college, I hit bottom. And I started kind of falling apart. My health was deteriorating. And that's when I got to know God as a Savior who wasn't going to judge me and wasn't going to throw me to the wayside. And he kind of pulled me out of it and early on showed me a passion for children because I could relate, but then later gave me a lot of strength and a lot of fortitude, and I've just kind of refused to quit.
Good for you. So for Christ is real in your life.
Absolutely, yeah. He's very sarcastic with me. Sometimes when I talk to my friends about our conversations, they're like, I don't understand this person, but it works. We get along.
So. Well, listen, Casey, you're a young person, obviously, and you're listening to, in Georgia, you're listening to the station. What is it you appreciate about the Family Life station you listen to?
Honestly, a lot of it's the music. I need things that kind of keep me going, and depending on the mood for the day, you know, there are days where I'm down and I'm sad and I need a little bit of a pick-me-up, and the station plays a lot of songs that are basically just like a, it's not on me, but yes, I can, and it helps to get through.
Good for you. Well, that's why we're here. Casey, thank you. God bless you, and may he grant you great success as you move into this next stage of your life of helping others in need. And I pray it'll be a life of service and a life of continued growth in your walk with Christ.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, too. Thank you. Appreciate your call.
My name is Tasha. My one thing is I'm going to pray with my daughter every day.
My name is Rita. My one thing is to pray for my husband every day.
My name is Andrew. My one thing is to declutter my life so I can spend more time with the kids, and that's my goal. So I've been too busy. Yeah.
My name is Esther. My one thing is to pray for my husband every night so that we can be stronger in our marriage.
Those are real people. You know, at our conferences, when I teach and we share what it means to have an intentional marriage, we really get intentional and focusing on one thing. And those are real people leaving the conference with their one thing in hand and heart. Hey, listen, this is a great lead-in to remind you that the upcoming Hope for Your Home, that's what we're calling the tour, that Dr. Kevin Lehman, internationally known psychologist, author, teacher, humorist, and myself, we're going to be together for Hope for Your Home, Marriage and Parenting in one day, and it's going to be in Albuquerque coming up on April the 7th at Hoffmantown Church, and then in Glendale, April 21st at Glendale Nazarene Church. And last count, I noticed that for the Glendale Conference, the Gold Circle tickets are going fast, and we're getting closer to running out there. So just a word even though it's a few weeks away, I encourage you to get your tickets. Albuquerque, Hoffmantown, April 7th, Glendale at Glendale Nazarene on Saturday, April 21st. All the information available when you go to our website, which is theintentionallife.com. If you've heard the spot at all, you've heard me mention that I really do believe this could be one of the most meaningful conferences we've done. At least I'm really very excited about what I plan to present, which, by the way, if you were with me in Albuquerque or Phoenix last year, this is going to be new stuff. God has moved in my heart in some areas I think that will be very practical and helpful when we look at what it means to have really an intentional marriage and the transformation that can occur in your life. That's coming up. So get your tickets. Albuquerque, Phoenix. Go to theintentionallife.com.
Hi, this is just a message for Randy about living intentionally financially. He made a comment. It's a simple recipe, but the 10-10-80. And I want to agree with him. In our marriage, my husband is not a believer, and I am. He's always respected that part of my faith, my desire to tithe. And I tithe my income, and he's always encouraged it. And God has blessed us in many, many ways. And my husband naturally is one that has the same recipe. I tithe my 10 to 15% first, then we save 10 to 15% for ourselves, and then we live on the rest. We agree with Randy's recipe for financial success and being a good example to our children.
Well, I appreciate the credit, but I think it goes a little deeper. God really was pretty clear on some of this, and if we get back to what God's intention is on the things that matter most, our health, our finances, our relationships, we're all going to be better off. Here's what I believe. Every time your intention and God's intention are the same, and not only in heart, but in hands and action, you are closer to what God has for you, and you're going to start to see some of the blessings flow in your life. There's going to be more meaning and purpose. I believe there's where true happiness comes from, when our intentions align. Very powerful. Well, I want to thank you for joining me today. I hope the program's been helpful. Tomorrow we're going to talk about change. I'm calling it check engine light. I have two of them on my car right now coming in. One says, I need some maintenance. I know what it is, the oil change. But, you know, we can ignore these things. And it goes on and on and on and on. And pretty soon your engine says no thank you any longer. Or the tire's too low and that indicator. Or the check engine light says, hey, you're overheating or whatever. And we ignore it. How do you deal with it? We'll do that tomorrow. Today, I want to close by thanking you for those of you who support the ministry. Ask you to stand with us. We need your help. Your support is vital. Thank you, members, for continuing to be a part of the mission. And all you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com. And we'll see you again tomorrow from Intentional Living.